You've been listening to Sandbox Radio.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. She's the girl that you call when you need a friendly smile. Small town girl, cute as pie. She'll make you fall in love. My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. My cousin Katie.
Coffee used to taste better, richer, fuller.
Knock. Hey, neighbor.
Coffee's ready, for what it's worth.
It's so quiet.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I mean, right?
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
And she's in a pad?
A pod.
Ooh, a pod? Tell me more.
Marco, I don't know if I'm up for exposition.
Please?
Okay. When rent soared in the early 21st century in Seattle, apartments sprang up to provide small but affordable centrally located living options. They did an end run around city code with the counted units by the number of kitchens, so 8 residents could share a single kitchen and the developer could say, we've got one apartment. A genius way to promote environmentally friendly density, a micro-living sophisticated solution, but there's a growing faction of NIMBYs, folks who love an idea until they find out it's being done on their block.
So NIMBY is an acronym for not in my backyard?
Yep. NIMBYs are afraid the pods will drive down property values and flood the neighborhoods with undesirables.
Thanks.
But who would want to live in a place that small?
Well, I myself would rather live in the heart of the city in an apartment the size of a pug's ass than a rambling ranch house in White Center.
True dat.
Well, Katie, here's your front door key and the key to your unit.
My pod?
Yes, Katie, your very own pod.
Thanks, Alex.
Remember, no pets, no smoking, although we haven't made rules about vaping yet. It's a gray area.
Vaping? That's so Seattle.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, my pod. It's so tiny. I can sit on my little bed and just lean over and get a small beer from the itty-bitty fridge. It's like Alice when she eats the Eat Me cake or an Ann Getty's baby sleeping in an acorn shell. Or a grizzly bear hiding in a Volkswagen. After how big everything is in Alaska, this is refreshing. Oh, who could that be? One of my podners?
Hello, Katie.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
You know who I am?
Oh, yes.
Have we met?
No, but maybe you've heard of me, Rhonda from Rhode Island.
Rhonda from Rhode Island.
Oh, you're that Rhonda.
Look, under ordinary circumstances, the whole big estate, small estate feud would prevent me from even speaking to you.
And I would have to defend the honor of the land of the midnight sun. I might even be brusque or use coarse language. But I have a feeling you have something pretty darn important to say to me.
Follow me.
Okay. How long have you lived in a pod, Rhonda?
Ever since I caught my no-good wife, Infogrante, with a one-eyed bisexual shower curtain salesman.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry. I'm sorry. Whole damn world sorry. Okay, here we are.
It's our snug little kitchen / laundrette.
Look in the oven.
Oh, baby, Jesus riding a pony in the circus parade. Rhonda, that's a time bomb.
Oh, you bet your tangy fruit salad it's a time bomb.
Red wire to the timing mechanism cut. C4 properly isolated, backup ignition circumvented. This bomb has been expertly defused.
Yeah, that would be me.
So, somebody tried to blow our pod to kingdom come? Do you think we should call the police?
Oh, don't even think about it. We of the pods take care of our own. The world doesn't care about us. They think we are micro-dwelling freaks. They call our commitment to urban density unnatural and disgusting. But we in the pods have our own brand of justice.
I was hoping you'd say that. What's the plan?
Let's split up, do some recon, ring a few bells, bend a few ears. We'll rendezvous back here.
10-4.
Oh, try starting with Evie in number 2. Oh, she's a regular curtain twitcher. The poor man's Gladys Kravitz.
Copy that! Katie, welcome!
You know me?
Old Evie keeps an ear to the ground.
I'm looking for information.
Well, you came to the right place. Nothing gets past Evie. See Lorelai in number 1 and Ryan in number 3?
Uh-huh.
Lorelai works in the floral department of the grocery outlet, and she brings Ryan the leftover daffodils.
Oh.
He works the mailroom of a law firm and brings her stamps from all over the world.
Oh.
There's a Podmansa brewing.
That's sweet.
But it may be doomed.
Doomed?
Lorelai gets a lot of mail from doctors and hospitals. Oh, she's so pale, I worry. And Ryan, I think he's afraid to love again after his divorce.
Oh.
Something is not right with Sean in number 4. He's left a dish or two in the sink. He gets packages from Singapore and Shanghai. You'll see him walking around with mismatched socks.
Well, my grandma Shirley had some funny sock habits, but she's lost 3 toes and an earlobe to frostbite.
Oh, and Carl. Strange sounds come from Carl's pod.
Is that a manual typewriter?
Mm-hmm. A Smith & Wesson.
Corona! It's a damn Smith & Corona! I am trying to write a novel! And I can hear every word you say, you nosy shrew.
He hardly ever comes out. But I have had a peek. He looks like Uncle Fester, but sexy. Know what I mean?
I do. We had a mayor in Ketchikan who was sort of a sexy Marty Feldman. But Evie, do you know anything about the time bomb in the oven?
Oh, do I ever? And I think this will make your jaw drop.
Uh-huh.
I am spilling some mighty big beans here.
Uh-huh.
The bomb was planted by...
Oh, poison dart from a blowgun. Did not see that coming. Darn! So close. But like my grandma Shirley used to say, don't cry at a hobo camp wedding. Let's see who's next door in number 5.
Hey, you must be Katie.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
I get that a lot.
Well, I heard you and Evie talk. Thin walls, so I got the lowdown. I'm Chaz.
Nice to meet you. I thought we couldn't have pets. Ruff, ruff. Oh.
Katie, silly, these aren't pets. They're my service animals.
Are you blind?
No, Katie. This is Rupert. He's a Great Dane Whippet mix, or a Grippet. Sometimes I'm unsteady and Rupert is just there for me. That's little Weedles. He's there if I get shaky. Oh. Langston is a therapy dog if I should get a vague malaise or launch into a fugue state.
Who is this little fella?
That's Buttons. He's actually Rupert's service animal. Hey, Cheryl, this is Katie.
Oh, I know.
Hi, Cheryl.
Oh, is that Evie's body?
Yeah, but I'm hoping she's just paralyzed. What's your story, Cheryl? Why are you living small these days?
I'm hiding.
Oh?
Yeah, see, I was homeschooled.
How was that?
Fine, until puberty.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But I did really well. I graduated early and transferred to home college and got a full scholarship to home grad school. But then I got an offer for a home career, and I ran. Please don't tell anyone.
Lips are sealed. I gotta go see what's up in apartment 8. Mm.
I wish I was homeschooled.
No, you don't.
Hello, number 8? That's funny. It's empty, except for these dolls and chairs. There's something I'm missing. It's like I got all the pieces of a puzzle in front of me, and I just gotta put them together.
Gray area.
Our own brand of justice.
Stamps from all over the world.
One-eyed bisexual.
I can hear every word you say.
Hot Uncle Fester.
I can't believe she's really gone.
Aha! I got it! Rhonda! Rhonda! It's Alex the manager. Rhonda, you're tied up. And then let me guess, Alex is standing right behind me.
Bravo, Katie. You figured it out. A minute too late. Dim bulbs, you podsters.
Speaking of dim bulbs, do you mind me switching on the light? If you're gonna kill me, I'd like to see your face.
Do it.
What I can't figure is, why? Are you working for the NIMBYs?
I don't give a pug's ass about the NIMBYs and their precious property values. They can hang by their privates for all I care.
Can I take the duct tape off Rhonda's pretty mouth?
Oh, please. Allow me.
Ow!
Sorry.
Okay. If you aren't NIMBY, why the kettle corn were you trying to kill us?
See, here's the thing. I grew up in the 1970s. My parents were swingers. Every Friday night, a key party. Every Sunday afternoon, a game of human Lazy Susan. They made me mix the Tom Collinses and serve the Chex party mix. It was awful. And everybody knows the pods are just an excuse for swingers.
I hadn't heard.
I'm going to destroy all of you pod by pod. Every filthy, dense, living degenerate in the city. Freaks! Freaks! You are all freaks, I say!
Not so fast, Alex. When I switched on the light, what I really did was switch on Rhonda's webcam. She has a podcast about pod life. Her audience are exactly the people you just swore to kill. In Seattle, there are 28 pod buildings full of freaks, as you call us. I think I hear them now.
One of us!
Knockety knock knock.
Katie? Is my cousin Katie here?
Lena! Marco! Hi!
Oh, we came by to say hi and see your pod.
We brought you a little housewarming thing.
It's a plant.
It's a real small plant, because, you know, your pod is small. And a cupcake.
One of us!
Is this a bad time?
Why don't you come back in 20 minutes? Give me a chance to straighten things up.
Great!
Are you gonna call the cops?
Nope. As my good friend Rhonda says, we in the pods have our own brand of justice.
One of us! One of us! One of us!
No!
One of us! One of us!
I think I'm gonna like it here.
Next time on Cousin Katie.
Hey, Evie.
Hey, Katie.
I'm so glad that dart gun didn't kill you.
Not that easy to kill old Evie, kid.
I was gonna ask you. Alex said the pods had a bit of a reputation for a place for getting jiggy.
Well, it's actually kind of true, Katie.
How did that happen?
We're just easygoing folks. We live and we let live. If it feels good, why not? You share a stove with someone and things can get a little hot. FWB.
FWB? Oh, friends with benefits.
Bingo. They got that sort of thing in Alaska?
Evie. The winters are long and cold in Alaska. We got some pretty creative ways to stay warm.
Welcome to Pod Life, Katie.
This segment of Sandbox Radio appeared in the episode Swing Time, recorded on June 16, 2014 at ACT Theater in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and Max Langley, with post-production by Dave Pascal. Sandbox Radio is produced by Leslie Law and Richard Zyman, with generous support from our audience and listeners like you.